how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG. Make the difference.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
It's Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. One theme, multiple things to know today. The U.S. Copyright Office rules against copyright protection for generated content by AI. The FTC weighs in. All those juicy AI product updates and prompt engineering is becoming a thing. This is the Business of Tech. Generative AI is starting to get legal and regulatory attention. Reuters has reported that the U.S. Copyright Office has determined that images in a graphic novel that were created using the AI system Midjourney should not have been granted copyright protection. The U.S. Copyright Office will not allow copyright registrations for generated content going forward. Without new laws specific to the space, the expectation is that it will be determined by existing laws. There's also a blog analysis by University of North Carolina Chapel Hill scholar Matt Perrault. ChatGPT won't be protected by Section 230 of social media. A prediction, of course, rather than law or rule. The FTC has weighed in too, with a blog post of note. Quote, marketers should know that, for FTC enforcement purposes, false or unsubstantiated claims about a product's efficacy are our bread and butter, the agency said in a post. And quoting the Washington Post, the agency laid out four potential abuses they plan to track: making exaggerated claims about what a product may do, making unsubstantiated promises about how AI makes a product better and perhaps costlier, failing to foresee and mitigate risks posed by the tool, and making baseless claims about the degree to which a company is actually using AI. Wall Street banks pushing back too. Quoting Bloomberg, Bank of America, Citicorp, Deutsche Bank, and Wells Fargo are among lenders that have recently banned usage of ChatGPT, with Bank of America telling employees that ChatGPT and OpenAI are prohibited from business use, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Walmart has warned employees not to put confidential information into ChatGPT, with a new memo out from them. With all the buzz around ChatGPT, Bing and Bard don't sleep on Amazon. Politico notes that Amazon Science has released a large language model on GitHub that outperformed GPT 3.5 by 16% on a standard test of science questions and answers. Let's not forget Meta, too, who announced their Lambda model. And the information, reporting that Elon Musk is exploring forming a new lab to work on an alternative to ChatGPT. Zoom 2, with its Zoom IQ virtual agent, translation, captioning, and meeting summary tools, all discussed in their earnings calls this week. And important to those in the IT services space, Microsoft is adding the AI-powered version of Bing right into Windows 11, with full availability expected in the March 2023 monthly security update release. Also changing, Bing Chat now has the ability to choose a response style, such as precise, balanced, or creative. I mentioned the up-and-coming prompt engineer role last week. I spotted pieces in both Axios and the Washington Post that agreed with me that they're coming. There's also an emerging space of companies helping, including prompt search engines or marketplaces for prompts. And while it's common for those in tech to be excited about the technology, here's the broad data from the Washington Post about sentiment. A Monmouth University poll released last week found that only 9% of Americans believe that computers with artificial intelligence would do more good than harm to society. When asked the same question in a 1987 poll, a higher share of respondents, about 1 in 5, said AI would do more good than harm, Monmouth said. The Pew Research Center survey asked people different questions but found similar doubts about AI. Just 15% of respondents said they were more excited than concerned about the increasing use of AI in daily life. That skepticism is playing out, too, from Vice. New York State's comptroller released a report last week calling out NYC agencies for their lack of ethical and legal guardrails when it comes to using machine learning programs, which include algorithmic modeling, facial recognition, and other software used to monitor members of the public. The report states, quote, NYC does not have an effective AI governance framework. While agencies are required to report certain types of AI used annually, there are no rules or guidance on the actual use of AI. I do want to cite a positive use case today, too. Sales. Specifically, car shopping. Axios reports on how Fiat and Kia are both exploring virtual showrooms, with common questions handled in pre-recorded video answers and complex questions referred to humans who can leverage ChatGPT to find the right answer. Why do we care? Putting the stories together helps provide the insight into the services opportunity, like managing the regulation, legal and intellectual property risk, and the actual use of the tools. How will the use of AI tools impact the intellectual property created? How do you mitigate the risks? How do you even use it responsibly and effectively? The FTC guidance is real and already here. And now, copyright guidance says there aren't protected works. And this isn't a slam dunk on consumer confidence either. We're moving through the hype cycle pretty fast, but my belief is it will also be pretty inconsistent too. Highs and lows all intermixed. This is the space to consider as a services firm, and it's moving pretty fast already. You can move at whatever speed you want. Standing still is the speed that will cause you to be washed away. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do and without spending days figuring it out. It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. See how fast and easy billing reconciling can be. Book a free demo at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, so a PB&J sandwich is totally appropriate. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunchberry!
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries!
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch!
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.